Father, in the name of Jesus, our God and our Father, we thank you. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for a day like this. Thank you for life. Thank you because we are still standing upon the surface of the earth. We give you praise. We give you adoration. In the mighty name of Jesus. Arugbo ojo oba dagba matepa oba lade alafia alagbala adeure oko awon opo baba lai ni baba adun bari ma toshi adun bari ma jiya adun bari ma jaya lolo ewu ojo ori itan gbogbo iran irun ori o so e darugbo be lojo ori o so e dole kabiyesi olorun mi oke oke gbongbon oke oke ni o du egbo gbodo duo ti gbo ba do inu ajogbo tagba tagba olodumori our father and our god take all the praises in the name of Jesus. In Jesus name do we pray. Come Holy Spirit, I need you. Come come in your own special way. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because you are going to change lives. Thank you very much. God bless you. Let's have a seat. You are blessed. And let me quickly share with you what how God dealt with me this morning. And he reminded me that God, heaven is real. That in all these things you are seeing, and in every achievement, don't forget that heaven is real. And he reminded me of a song that I caught when I was in Igbo land, that heaven is real. Let me just sing one stanza of it. Bem na nura na bali, when loto luko nasi, wam, elu igwe dire. Bem na nura na bali, when loto luko nasi, wam eligwe dire lendi soka nala nike nebube kenam lendi soka nala e nike nebube kenam lendi soka nala nike nebube kenam wam eligwe dire dinso eligwe dire Angala, eligwe dire disonala, eligwe dire angala, eligwe dire. All what the song is saying is that heaven is real. And like one of my sons in the Lord who is in Ife here came to see me and he was asking me, the elections are coming. He said, whom he's going to vote for? And he said, ah, that is the man of the moment. I said, no problem. He said, excuse me, who are you voting for? I said, I'm not voting, I'm sorry. that my heart is no longer on the earth here. My heart is has left. So anything I'm seeing, it doesn't matter to me. Doesn't matter to me any longer. So please, and please, don't miss heaven. That's how God dealt with me this morning. And may God bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me just use the next 30 minutes to round off everything I've been saying since the day before yesterday. I started with conditions for reversing the irreversible. Please, if things will turn around for you, you must meet these conditions. You can't run away from them. You must be desperate. And being desperate is that you are telling God, I don't have any alternative. No relative self. Praise the Lord. Did you understand my English? No alternative, no relative. So, please, you must be desperate to get what you want to get. Until I was desperate, that was when the power of God came upon me. Can share the testimony anywhere. So, we spoke about Bartimaeus, the blind man. He was so desperate. He was not listening to what anybody is saying. So, and in the room of prayer, there are insults. People will insult you, but it don't matter to you. In the room of prayer, people will step on your toes. You don't see it as anything. Like when Hannah was praying, and Eli said, "Get away, you this drunken woman." He said, "No, sir. I'm only telling God my petition. If she grew annoyed that day and leave the temple, that should have been the end. Should have been barren for life." So my brethren, please, and another thing is that don't allow side attraction to carry you away. So many things that we said on the day before yesterday. And yesterday I was talking about the instances of reversing the irreversible. So, there are instances in scriptures. And if these instances are there, they are meant for us and for us to go out and do that which God has said we should do. And please, there is a destiny to be fulfilled. There is a work to be done for every one of us out there. And that is when I was receiving the call into the ministry. I said, "God, who am I? What do I have?" He said, "Then that is the reason I need you. Go and do this work." I complained again. I said, "God, they have spoiled this work. And things were not like this then. No. Things were still okay. But I looked at it and I said, things are degenerated in the church. What do you want me to come and do?" You say, "Yes, I'm appointing you. Go back and repair it. Yes, build the broken places." And that is why I stand before you, my brethren, to declare the word of God. But before we go on to what we have for today, I want to thank God for the grace he has given unto me to be here for these 3 days. And I thank our father here, the presiding pastor, and our mommy. Thank you very much. Thank you for your care. My brother, my brother. I don't call him my friend again. I call him my brother, Professor Shegun Awotoye. And Mama, God bless you, ma. All the pastors, thank you very much for accepting me. The choristers, I love your ministration. But please help me to include local content. Me, I love listening to local songs. I'm sorry, I'm not too much Oyinbo man. I love listening to local contents. God bless you. Amen. And to the church, God bless you. Thank you very much. You are welcome in Jesus' name. So what we have for today, just very short, power to reverse the irreversible. So If we want to talk about power at all, we must talk about the Holy Spirit. And you know, the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, of the triune God. And that is the one that has the work of this end time. If you fellowship with him, you understand several things that needs to be done and that God is going to do. He will open your eyes to so many things. Like that, my son in the Lord was asking me, sir, who do you think will win this election? I said, I don't know. I've not prayed about it, and I'm not going to pray about it. Let Nigerians choose whatsoever they like. If Nigerians love money, let them take money and choose the wrong people again. If they want things to be done, let them put the square peg in the square hole. So they know what to do. They know people are qualified. Please, may God help us in Jesus' name. Whatsoever any prophet is saying, we know what is going on. We know what is going on. God is showing us, but we will not talk. Let God bring his mandate to pass. Because there is already a prophecy on Nigeria that we get to a time. Oh, sorry, why am I entering into this? Let me come back. I'm not preaching about Nigeria. I want to talk about the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. This was the last, very last words of Jesus to the apostles. He was talking to them. They were asking him, are you ready to restore the kingdom back to Israel? He said, no, it's not of you to know. So, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. If we are talking about God reversing the irreversible, and you as a human being, you cannot enter into it and reverse your own irreversible in your life and do it in the life of others, then the gospel is not preached. Please hold that very well. So, to preach the gospel successfully is that I must be able to raise at least 6 people before I leave the earth that will be able to preach like I'm preaching, that will be able to do things like I'm doing. Jesus was able to raise 12. And that's why Mike Murdock called him the double diamond. He was able to raise 12. But as every human being, you must be able to raise 6 before you leave the earth. People that will preach the gospel with power and with anointing. And that is what every man of God should realize. 6 people that are ready to live like you. Hallelujah. So, and when we are talking about power, power means several things to several people. To the soldier, once you talk about power, you talk about the gun and the bullet. That is their own power. To the electrician, electricity is power. Please, are you following me? Yes. To the politician, power is what? Money. Once they have money, they can buy anything. They believe they can buy you. And that is why some of us should prove to them that you cannot buy me. So, though the scripture says that money answereth all things, but money cannot do everything. There are 1,001 things that money cannot do. Money can buy you a good bed, but cannot buy you sleep. Did you get that? Money can buy you books as a student, but money cannot buy you the intellect. Money can buy you drugs, but money cannot buy you health. And the list go on. So, when we are talking about power, to the businessman, he looks at his assets. It's not the liquid money that the businessman has that he looks at power. No, he looks back at his asset. So that is power to him and his confidence. And that's why that man in the scripture says now, yes, my barn is full. Sit down now to eat and drink and relax. And he did not know that is the last day that we have to live on earth. Please, my brethren, our focus in life is to raise men like us. May God bless us in Jesus' name. So when we are talking of power to reverse the irreversible, we are talking of the presence of the Holy Spirit. And there is nothing you can do about it. So the disciples, they were there, they were following Jesus. And even after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the scripture said that he breathed upon them and said, receive ye the Holy Spirit. But he did not receive the Holy Spirit at that time. What is the evidence of you receiving the Holy Spirit? I always preach it everywhere I go. And by the grace of God, the Holy Spirit is one of the messages I preach most. I can preach it for a whole year. So, the Holy Spirit did not come upon them until the day of Pentecost, when they waited for him. Please, be careful when you are referring to the Holy Spirit. You don't refer to the Holy Spirit as it. Please, he's a personality. He has his own personality and he has his own attributes. I can't go into that now. Every attributes of God that you know, God the Father that you know, every attributes of Jesus Christ that you know, the Holy Spirit has it. So, they waited for him, and I think that the scripture, I be from history, we learn that they waited until the 10th day, and that was 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That was after the Passover. Hallelujah. The Passover, after the Passover is what? The Pentecost. So, and it is 50 days. So, and the scripture said that is chapter 2 now. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were what? One accord. In one place. And that is why our mind must come together. So, to really look for this tangible thing. To really look for him that we are seeking now. That is the power to reverse the irreversible. By the grace of God, I've been in the ministry. I think I left the University of Lagos January 1993, and I did not look back. Praise the Lord. My certificate is still there. I did not go back to take it. Say, leave here. I heard him. Say, leave. Oh, yeah, leave. And I left. Please, my brethren, I've been preaching, I've been having a encounter with the Holy Spirit. You have been doing wonders in my life. You have been doing things in my life. There are some, but I cannot forget. When we are talking of power, the only power the Christian can talk about is the power of the Holy Spirit. Please, every other power is fake. And I told you yesterday that for every fake that you see in town, know that God has the original. Yes. If they have egbe, God has it. If they have akaraba, God has it. If they have aluwo, God has it. If they have anything, God has it. Original is with God. I don't need to touch you if you want to fight me before you fall down. I don't need to fight you. And that is why the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. But they are mighty in God. Pulling down strongholds. And when God is ready for this country, you are going to see. Soon, you begin to see it. All those things they are doing, God is just looking at them, waiting for the timing of that which he has said by prophecy. That corruption of Nigeria will go right round the world. They will know us for corruption everywhere we go. And they'll be looking at us. Oh, the corrupt people has come. But suddenly the table will turn. Please just wait for it. And that is why, if you want to run away, run away. I told my brothers, I told some of the people, my friends in the US, in the UK, I told them, you people are there, but a time is coming, you will beg to come back. Go and write it down. Hallelujah. So, they were waiting for the day of Pentecost. I will soon stop. I'm looking at the time. I want to pray. I want to use about 30 to 25 minutes to pray with you. This one is not the thing that you just pray and say, I've received the Holy Spirit. I want to show you the evidence that you have received the Holy Spirit. And please, please hold it. So when the day of Pentecost was come, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, and of a rushing mighty wind. And that is why the Holy Spirit can be represented by a wind. By a wind. So, I've ministered before somewhere at Oshobo, and I told them, please, hold it. Hold it. The Holy Spirit says he's coming into this service. And I did not know where he will come from, where he will pass through. And you know in CAC, the choristers, they have their seats that they normally sit. And as they sat, there was a door behind them. It was that door the Holy Spirit came through. And as he came, all the choir, they were on the floor. Buah. Every one of them. And he began to move and say, and told me, oh yeah, move away from the pulpit. So I moved away from the pulpit. I stood on the ground. So I was looking. Me, I was just looking. And the Holy Spirit was moving from one row to the other. From one row to the other, touching people. My brethren, the Holy Spirit is very, very real. And you know that he's here. Aha. You might not, if I ask you, say, he's in me. No. He's here in person. Where is him now? I won't tell you. That is not a point of discussion to now. And they appeared unto them, cloven tongues as fire. So the Holy Spirit can be represented with what again? Fire. So it's a symbol of the Holy Spirit. So, and he sat upon every one of them. And that is the only place in scripture that is written that fire sat upon the people. Every other place, no other place. So, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. What is the evidence now? They spoke with other tongues. That is the physical outward evidence. First one. I have a friend who is a mighty prophet. In fact, as I'm here now, if I call him and give you the phone, he has not seen you before. He will mention several things about you that you yourself, you will marvel. Aha. So there are people like this. Yes. That's why I was telling yesterday that I see prophets. You might not know them. They might not be popular. They might not be the Jim name in Nigeria, but there are still prophets. If I call him, he will say some things about your life. You will marvel. You'll be surprised. Did this man see me? And he has not seen you before. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. So they began to speak with other tongues. Initial evidence. Let me give you, because the scripture said that out of the mouth of two or three, the truth will be established. Let me show you another place. Can we go on? Acts chapter 10 from verse 44. Are you there? Acts chapter 10 from verse 44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them, which are the word. How many of them? How do we know that the Holy Ghost fell on them? We are going to see now. And they of the circumcised which believe were astonished, and as many as came with Peter, because that of the Gentiles also was poured the gift of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them. Can you join me, church? Speak with what? Tongues and magnifying God. Then answered Peter. So please, it's an evidence. So if you have not spoken in tongues and you are believing that, well, I'm not saying that the Holy Spirit is not in you, but it's in measure. The real anointing has not come. And let me tell you, receiving the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues is not the end. Because Jesus Christ said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that ye shall receive power. After that the Holy Spirit has come upon you, there is a difference between baptism of the Holy Spirit and power. I can prove it to you. God proved it to me. When power came upon me, That was during this, my service year. I've received the Holy Spirit before going for the service year. But power came, real power, raw power. I saw the power of God. When he came, he lifted me from the ground and I was floating. I was floating in the air, inside the room. My brother knows that brother. He's also a professor now in UK. Peter Oguntimeyin. We were together in the room. And by prophecy, prophecy came through him that, look, something will happen to you and I will be there. That was the day power came upon me. That was the day God called me into the ministry. January 1988. We were praying. Suddenly, we started speaking in tongues. The two of us. And the power of God came upon me and raised me up above the ground. And I was floating on the surface of the earth. When I opened, I quickly closed it. I thought I was going to die. So, and after then, I served as an evangelist in Christ Apostolic Church during my NYC days. So that was where I served. I served in the church. So, and one night, they brought a girl that was dead, that she ate one flower. That flower is common in the East. Has a milky sap, very whitish, but the flower is reddish. It's very common in the East. They use it in decorating their house. But that flower is deadly. When you put it in your mouth, especially the sap, when it touches your tongue, it gives a very powerful reaction. And the girl was, in fact, almost dead. The tongue came out. I never knew the tongue was as long as that. Came out very long. And they rushed the girl to the church. Then I said in me, why didn't they rush this girl to the hospital? Why the church? I never knew God was going to prove to me that, yes, power has come upon you. And the pastor in church said, hey, oh yeah, bro, now let's go. And you've been talking to us about power, power of the Holy Spirit. And I don't have two messages then. Holy Spirit, that is my message. Holy Spirit and heaven. That is the only message I have for people. And you, bro, you've been talking to us about power, power. Oh yeah, now let's see power. Ha! And I say, Holy Spirit, I've come. I've never prayed for a dead person before. And I came. And I say, Holy Spirit, what do I do? I was talking, communicating with the Holy Spirit inside of me. What do I do? He said, arrest the chemical in that flower that is disturbing the girl. He said, lay your hand on the girl and arrest the chemical that is disturbing the girl. And I said, okay. I lay my hand on the little girl. I say, in the name of Jesus, you this chemical that is disturbing this girl, that is making her to die, choking her, I arrest you. Stop action in the name of Jesus. And everything ceases in the body of the girl. I say, Holy Spirit, what next? He said, command the tongue. And that is why I still use it today. Command the tongue to go to the original size, shape, and function. I say, you this tongue, oh yeah, go back to original size, shape, and function. The tongue entered like snail. I mean, I opened my eyes. All of them were, you know, Igbo people now. They were saying, amen, 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 as I was praying. Me, I opened my eyes. I was looking at the tongue. The tongue was going, and entered into the mouth of the guy. And the tongue shook like this and settled. And the guy said, mama, come and hear noise. Then I knew that, yes, of a truth, power has come. I went to a place, I was preaching, and suddenly I began to preach about Mark chapter 5, and I was talking about the woman with the issue of blood. I was preaching. I did not say, even if you have issue of blood, the power of God is here to heal you. I never knew that I would put myself into trouble. And a woman was there who has a friend that had the issue of blood. Blood had been flowing for half about 5 months. She went and called the friend. Come. I've seen a man of God that will pray for you. Ha. So this next morning, they came and said, pastor, I want to say, and you know, when you are preaching, anointing is flowing. And when you are in the house, there is a different atmosphere. And when I was in the house, hallelujah. And they said, this woman, she has issue of blood for about 5 months now.
So please help us to pray for her. You said it yesterday that the God is here that will heal her. I said, my God. I said, please sit down. I ran into my room, the room they put me. I said, Holy Spirit, I've caused commotion. No, me, I've not prayed for a woman with issue of blood before. Please, can you help me? And he said, he said it in Yoruba, Ojo. Fearful man. Go back. Tell her she will pray 5 prayers. I don't know the prayer. Say, go back. So I went to her, ma, you are going to pray 5 prayers, ma. When I said number one, the prayer came. The Holy Spirit spoke it. I was not the one. I knew I was not the one talking. You know when you know you are not the one talking. The Holy Spirit spoke through my mouth. I gave her the first prayer point. Till today, I can't remember those prayers. When she prayed, say, that's enough. Number two, number three, number five. Say, okay, madam, go somewhere, check yourself. If you still see the issue of blood, the woman came rejoicing. Rejoicing. Hey, thank God, oh, thank God, oh, thank God, oh, thank God, oh. My brethren, power will come upon you. And there is somebody I'm asked to share the anointing of the king with. It's not necessary that they are going to make you the king of your town or your city. No, that's not what I mean. The anointing of the king is upon me. And that is why when I decree a thing, it must come to pass. Because the king does not suggest. King, they decree. Oba king daba, oba man pa sheni. That is what I want to share with just one person. Who is ready for that? No, it's just one person. Okay, don't worry. If God will give it to whosoever that he wants to give, because that is what God, I want to share with somebody. And there is somebody here, you be the mouthpiece of God here, because the anointing of the prophetic will come upon you. Before I leave, God bless you in Jesus' name. Let me show you the third place, and we go and pray. Acts chapter 19. So, from verse 1. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, and Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believe? And he said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there is any Holy Ghost. So, you don't even know that maybe the Holy Spirit exists. They don't know. So, he told them, okay, what baptism then? They say it's the baptism of John. Oh, sorry. He now baptized them in the name of Jesus Christ. After baptizing them, my brethren, he now lay hand on them. That is the only place. Hands were laid on people to receive the Holy Spirit. And the scripture said that as he lay hand on them, they began to do what? Let's read it. Let's begin from verse 5. And when they had this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and did prophesy. So this is the evidence of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But the evidence of power will come by the time you are ministering to people. May God bless us in Jesus' name. Stand to your feet. Let us pray. Are you ready? Da, da. Choir, can you help me? Da, da. Da 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 da.
seven times. Seven. Spirit, I am here. Come in your power upon my life. Shall we begin to pray? Talk to the living God. Talk to the living God. Aha. Talk to the living God. In Jesus' name do we pray. Mama mi se gbo gbogbo afitifiti ti mo tin so lataro. E gbo dada. Mama se gbo dada. Mama e gbo gbogbo nkan ti mo nso. Oh, she cannot hear Yoruba. You are from the east. Edo Wabokia. You know, we catch all these languages as we go all about the places. So, you they hear waiting at the talks this morning? You hear small. That small don't do you. Because the Bible says people will gather small, they no lack. Hallelujah. I say pray. Please pray. Holy Spirit, come upon me. Come into my life. Let me tell you a secret. The day you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the day the Holy Spirit will come upon you, every witch in your father's house will know that something has entered into your life. They know. Yes. I have confirmed it. The day I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, every witch in my father's house, they knew. Ah! They said, this boy has gone. Ah! Aaron Law. They made a mistake. The witches of my father's house, they made a mistake, very grave mistake. They didn't kill me before I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They didn't kill me before power came upon me. Hallelujah. Actually, I told you so many things, but time is not a friend. I still want to pray for some people before I leave. Please cry to the Almighty God. Holy Spirit, come into my life. If you are wearing a high heel shoe, you better remove it. Because power is coming. Holy Spirit, come upon me. Now, now, now. Shall we pray? Open your mouth in the name of the Lord Jesus. Aha! Power to reverse the irreversible. That is what I want to enter into. Holy Spirit, come upon me. Come now with your power. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Please, when we are talking of power, we are talking of power. And I remember one of our choruses in those days. It's not commonly sung today. Kingdom come by power, by power. Kingdom come by power, by power. Kingdom. Amen. Choir, do you know it? You don't know it. Me, I'm old school, so. It's old school song. Praise the Lord. Our Baba, maybe you have heard of him before. He's late now. He's gone to be with the Lord. Baba Oyelami, have you heard of him before? Inonjo Griosa. He was in Ibadan one day, and the street of Ibadan was deserted. He said, what is happening? They said the Oluwa of Ibadan is carrying sacrifice, and is going to pass through from Ojaoba. It's not Ololu, it's different. Ololu is different. Mo gbe Ibadan odun marun mo fi gbe Ibadan mo mo Ololu. Won lobirin ohun ri, obirin ri daada. Obirin to leme mi mo ri. I was in Ibadan for 5 years. This one is Oluwo. Oluwo of Ibadan. Go to YouTube, you see this testimony. Google Oyelami, type and search for Oyelami, you see. Bring them all his messages. He gave this testimony there. Baba was going. So he said, today God will manifest his power. Ini l'Olorun fa agbara re han. Po njo l'Olorun. So he told the driver, he told his host that today, he said, they were begging him. He said, why are you begging me? Let God show his power. If it is Oluwo that is greater than God, we will see today. He told his driver, you be driving behind me. Came down from the car and was going. Baba said they met at Oje. If you know where they call Oje in Ibadan, that is where Akinloye's house, the former MPN chairman of those days, you this Amama boys and girls, we not know what we call MPN. So praise the Lord. The chairman of MPN of those days, that was where his house is. He said, right in the front of Baba Akinloye's house, that was where they met. And they were looking at each other. He said that immediately he saw him, that that some incantation that were being said, because the man was coming with about 40 priests from the kingdom of darkness. They were surrounding him. He said, as he was coming closer to him, he began to feel those things, incantation that can run anybody mad instantaneously. He was feeling it in his brain. Right? It was working in his brain. It was then he remembered one of the hymns that we normally sing in CAC. And that when the power of the word has risen against you, the power of God will come to deliver you. I remember that hymn is in 612 in the CAC Gospel Hymn Book. So, and his Baba began to sing it. Baba began to sing it. And he said, they were coming closer to each other. They were coming closer to each other. They were coming closer to each other. He said, the man ran and prostrated flat before him and said, Babu Bajawulo, Awu Adobale, Gororororororo. Close your eyes. Power to the bad irreversible. Come upon my life. Shall we pray? Those of you were here the day before yesterday and yesterday, please open your mouth. Aha! Shout it! Two more prayer points, and I begin to pray for the people I want to pray for. Aha! In Jesus' name, do we pray? Please, we want to pray. I heard it that some people here, when you start anything good, to be going on fine, but in the middle of the road to the end, everything will scatter. Are you here? If you're in that situation, can I see your hand? Okay. Okay. Let me say it very well. When you start anything good, it will look good in the beginning, but at the middle, things will scatter. It will nosedive. Huh? If that is your situation, open your palm like this. And please pray with me that, Father, let your fire come upon my hands. Anything I lay it upon shall prosper. As from this moment, shall we begin to pray? Aha! In Jesus' name, do we pray? Amen. We want to pray for people. When you get to the place of prayer, that is on your own. After praying 5 minutes, God, I thank you. God, I worship you. Lord, forgive me. Release your power upon me. The next, you don't know what to pray. After 5 minutes. Are you here? Yes. This is your time. Let the anointing of the intercessor come upon me. Let me say it as I'm hearing it in Yoruba. She so agbara agbashi adua. Be careful, please open your eyes, look at me. Please be careful, because in prayer, what you're asking for, you might get it. Please, how many of you are still cursing? You still curse people. If you curse people, it will stand, though. If God gives it to you. So, are you ready to receive
That anointing now. Yes. Eh? Yes. Praise the Lord. Then tell your tongue, as from today, don't curse any man again. And that is why I don't curse people. I know if I curse them, it will stand. When I'm angry, you see my face change. I keep quiet. I won't talk again. You can't, no, I will not talk. My wife knows it. That when she's talking and talking and talking, my, you know, women now, when she annoys me and she's found out that I'm keeping quiet, she knows that this man is already angry. Let me just leave him. So I just keep quiet. Anything that comes at that time, it won't be easy. So please close your eyes. My Father! Release the anointing to pray and pray through upon my life. In the name of Jesus, shall we pray? Aha! Rikapaulika sailiba hilika. Yeba zaika tailiba. Rikapuliba kasailiba. Okay, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, do we pray? Yeah, the Holy Spirit says he's opening a new chapter in some people's life. Yes, 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 yes. Some people are already receiving it. Yes. Please close your eyes. The anointing of the prophetic is coming. Rima, Aili, Kampauliba. How many do you want to give here? Release upon them now. Aha. The anointing of the prophetic. Yeba zaka taliba hilika sailiba. Can we have quiet? Let there be perfect silence. Where are the prophets? Where are the prophets? Where are the prophets? The prophetic anointing, release upon them now. Amen. Can we have silence? Where are you? Holy Spirit, fish them out, male and female. Yeba zaka taliba. Aha. Where are the prophets? Yes, God is opening new chapters. Ha ha ha! Yay! 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 Okay. Yes. The anointing of the prophet. Aha! Ye katali bahilika. Ye ma ali katali bahilika sailiba. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Now the anointing of the king. Where the king is, there is power. There is authority. Oba undaba, ashel oba mangpa. You begin to decree some things, and you begin to see them happen. Where are you?
fish them out. Yes. They are not, this one is not, it's a special anointing. It's not many people. You know, Kaliba za aili kampauri kasailiba. Yes. When, yes. Aha. Where is the brother? Where is the brother? Yes, that I'm asked to share with. Yeba alima aili kampauri kasailiba. Yes, fish them out. Fish them out. Fish them out. Aha. Yes, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Yes, you felt the power upon you. Please just come to me here. Yes. You felt the fire all over you. All over you. Now. Where are you? Ha ha. The authority of the king. The authority of the king. The authority of the king. Benny. Oh, there's something on Jobana. Rara, it doesn't matter. Maybe you are from the royal family or not. Ha ha ha. Hey, Ali Kapauri Kasailiba. Aha. Bring him or her here. Aha. Bring her, bring her, bring her. Let her come. Ah, remove this ash ilo. Remove it too. The Holy Spirit is still working. Please come closer. Come closer. Usher, please come and stand behind. Take it. Let her go down. She will sleep. She will sleep. She will sleep. Bring the other person. Yes.
Take it.
Aha. And it is done in Jesus' name. It is done in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name do we pray. Because my time is fast spent. Therefore, everybody open your palm. Let me bless you before I go. Okay, choir, let me bless you. My sister.
Fire! Go. Let the anointing of the mystery come upon her.
In the name of Jesus. The anointing of the mystery. Choir, open your palm. Let me bless you. I bless you in the name of the Lord. As from now, your composition will carry fire. Your voice will carry fire. As the people listen to your song, they'll be linked to heaven. In the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone that is hearing my voice. Whatsoever the witches or wizard in your father's house have decreed concerning your life, concerning your destiny, concerning your glory. I reverse it by the power of the Holy Spirit. I turn it to good, to better, and to the best in the name of Jesus. There is a student here that is failing. Failure is very close to you. Where are you? Where are you? Don't be shy. Don't be shy. You better come. Something change. Dramatic will happen. Can you raise up your two hands? Yes. Raise it above your head. Ye bazai katalib. The anointing of headship. The scripture said that you shall be the head and not the tail. You shall be above always and not beneath. Therefore, take it. Yes. You are the head. As from now. In the name of Jesus. I pray for every one of you. It is done. Oh, you are just coming. You think I'm joking. Okay, take your own. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name do we pray. Oh, I'm giving more time, Abby. I'm going to Lagos. There is problem at the road in Ibadan at Bega in Lagos. So that's why I'm rushing. There's no time I don't move, but it's because of people who are following me. Ale oni le komo ejo marin. Tomo eku lo se kini o. On lo soro. Please close your eyes, open your palm. Where is that sister? Yes. They gave you the gate. You know what I mean? Ago arugbo ni won gbe wo e. Gbogbo oko to ba fe fe o. They will love you in the beginning, but as time goes on, they'll be tired of you. They will drop you. Where are you? Holy Spirit. If that's your situation, please come. That's what I received. Yes. It's because of the time that I'm giving. Ojema Saribo. Ojema Saribo. Thank you, Jesus. Whatsoever the witches and wizards of your father's house have decreed concerning you, I'm repeating it, I reverse it in the name of Jesus. I pray for you, sir. As from now,
every poverty. Pack your bag and baggage and go. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I'm still on it. Whatsoever the witches and wizard in your father's house have decreed, with the blood of Jesus, I nullify them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This is our month of independence. If you don't beg, you will not eat. An end has come to eat in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There is somebody here. The witches in your father's house, in your mother's house, they are giving you a degree in the spirit realm. What is that decree? You want to know it? BLLB. Bo se lo, lo se ma bo. By the authority of the Holy Spirit, I cancel that appellation before your name. That the people of the world have placed on your forehead, I wipe it off with the blood of Jesus. Okay, anything you do, anything you touch, will be a success. Like our pastor said, favor. Favor is my name. Favor is your name. What about you? Favor is my name. Amen. God showed me favor. And I've been showing me favor everywhere I go. Even right from the day I was born to now. He knew that when my father died, that my mother cannot send me to a federal government college in those days. I entered federal government college. Is any Iduani person here? Okay, today is our annual general meeting, old boys and girls in Lagos. I won't be going because I knew I'll be here. I don't want to hurry at all. I want to stay with you, minister, before I go in. And he showed me favor. And when we wrote exam in the year one, he said the best six will be given federal scholarship. And I was one of them. From my form two to my form five, I did not pay anything. Free food, free uniform, free everything. The only thing I carry from my house is just my normal houseware. We don't call it houseware. Hey, there's a name we call it. Mufti, thank you. Mufti that I bring to school. Bed sheet, free. Mattress, free. Tuition, free. Six of us. If God showed me that favor, as somebody, a young boy that lost his father, therefore I stand. That favor, receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we have prayed in Jesus' name.